All right, my name is Chris Johnson, and I have a weird relationship with my mother. Every time I go over to the house, which I fucking hate going over to the house. It's the house that I grew up in. You know, my only memories there are my parents fighting and being told to shut up and all that shit, so I fucking hate going over there. But, like, anytime I do go over there, I'll get, like, this bizarre package. Like, anytime I see my mom, I always get, like, it'll be, like, you know, here's a bag of stuff for you, and it'll be, like, a fucking thing of granola bars, some hand towels, a pack of soap, and, like, a thing of Hot Pockets. Like, what the fuck is this? It's like Walmart just took a shit in a bag, and she just handed it to me. Like, I don't know, where did you get all this stuff? Why are you giving this to me? Did you have this just, like, at the door, like, ready to go? Like, hey, man, when Chris comes over, or Christopher, they call me Christopher. My family calls me Christopher. You can if you want. I don't give a fuck. But they're like, you know, Christopher, I have this, I have something for you. Here you go. And that shit continues all the time. Like, I just get weird shit. Every now and then I do a load of laundry over there. It's not often. I have a fucking laundry room here at the apartment complex. But, like, if I have some bigger shit, I'll drive to the house, just like a 15-minute drive. I'll stick a load of laundry in. I'll leave a note like I got laundry in there, and she's nice enough to throw it in the dryer. And then I'll usually pick it up whenever the fuck I feel like picking it up. I don't like it when she folds my laundry, so there are a lot of times I try to get there quick enough where I can just take it out of the dryer myself, but I can't always. I just don't want her folding my fucking clothes. I don't want her touching my fucking clothes. I hate that shit. But I can't always get there in time. I gotta be honest with you. You know what I fucking do the first thing I get home? I fucking unfold it and I fold it myself. I don't want anybody else folding my shit. And, like, lately I've been finding, like, extra clothes in my laundry. There was, like, a fucking Buffalo Bills Hall of Fame shirt in my laundry the other day. I've never seen that shirt before in my fucking life. Whose is this? Where did you get this? It's fucking used. I don't like wearing used clothing. I don't care if it's fucking washed. I don't like wearing used clothing. Where the fuck did this come from? You know what happened last week? I picked up a load of laundry there last week. There was an open bag of boxers in there. What the fuck? Like, underwear? Where did you get these? Where are you getting this stuff? Who's giving you clothes? And why are you giving me those clothes? And underwear? I'm sorry. I don't know whose dick has been in there. I don't give a shit if they're fucking new. I'm not wearing those. She told me one time, like, there was another thing. She's like, I got a pair of underwear. I got a pair of boxers for you. They've never been worn. Like, where did you get them? Where did you get them? Who is just giving you unworn boxer shorts? I don't fucking understand that. And I don't fucking believe you that they haven't been worn. I'm not putting my fucking balls and ass in there. I got a fucking, look, I got them right here. This is the bag of fucking boxers. Satisfaction guaranteed. Well, I'm not fucking satisfied. I don't know where these came from. It's a fucking open bag. You know what else? She's dating some dude now, which is the most fucked up thing in the fucking universe. My mom and dad got divorced and she fucking whined for fucking years, but she wouldn't fucking find anybody else. And you might be thinking, oh, that's terrible. Why are you fucking talking about it so flippantly? You didn't fucking live that shit. She broke up with dad. She wanted you to hate dad. She got back together with dad. Hey, love dad again. Then she broke up with dad. Then she got back together with dad and went fucking back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And every time she fucking broke up with dad, she called me every fucking day. And I was fucking there at first. I was fucking there at first, talking to my mom on the phone. I never fucking talked to my mom on the phone, but I'm talking to my mom on the phone now because she's going through a fucking divorce with dad. So I'm on the fucking phone with her. And then she got back together with him and she stopped calling me. And then she broke up with him again. She started calling me again. And eventually I was like, dude, I'm not fucking playing this game. Fuck off. I'm done. Then when I got fucking divorced, she would fucking, anytime she saw me, she would just bitch to me about dad. Like, I'm going through a divorce now, goddammit. I don't give a shit about dad. Fuck dad. I don't want to hear about your fucking problems. My wife just left, asshole. God damn it. But she's dating some dude now with, like, fucking tattoo sleeves. And he's a nice enough guy. But this isn't going to shock you. I don't want to fucking talk to him. I don't give a fuck who this guy is. I don't have a good relationship with my mom. It's lukewarm at best. I come over for fucking, you know, Christmas and Thanksgiving and occasional fucking dinners. I don't want to meet you, buddy boy. I don't even know your fucking name. Like, David? Don? I don't fucking... It starts with a D, I think. Because you know what it is? He feels the need to talk to me. Like, he'll be like, hey, what's going on with the fucking Blue Jays? Like, dude, what? I can tell you what's going on with the Blue Jays because I love the fucking Blue Jays, but why are you asking me about it? Hey, what's going on with the Bisons? I don't give a shit what's going on with the fucking AAA Buffalo Bisons. And then, like, I was over there for fucking Easter, and I walk in, and I'm like, hey, everybody, because my fucking sisters and brother-in-laws are there, and my fucking nephews and shit, and he's like, hey, happy Easter, and I was like, Yeah. But apparently that wasn't the fucking response he wanted. And he like came up to me like later on, like he's like, "Hey Chris, happy Easter." I'm like, "Thanks, buddy." The fuck is this? I don't know what you think this is going to be, man, but we're not going to be bros. And if this is your fucking underwear that you're giving me, if your dick has been in there, sorry, because I know where else your dick has been, and I'm not interested in putting, you know, that cloth on my dick at this point. I mean, I'm not wishing them ill. I mean, I hope they're fucking happy. I just don't give a fuck. Well, I'm going to update again on Sunday and Wednesday. That's the new podcast days. You can catch me on Twitter, too. I am at JohnsonHateYou if you want to send me a tweet. Tell me how much of a fucking bastard I am for hating my parents. That's usually what I get. You can follow the podcast on Podbean, the website or the app. You can download the Podbean app, follow my sweet ass on there. Follow me on Google Play and Apple Pods, Tunes as well, iTunes Pods, I don't know. You'll find it, Apple user.